Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is a Cosmic Contact show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and we're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey. Today is a super moon, and hopefully we'll get to see the moon up here. We didn't see it last night because it was all rainy and cloudy. But anyway, I hope wherever you're at, you're looking at the great moon that's out. It's the hasn't been this close to our planet in many, many years. So check it out, folks. But anyway, I want to tell everyone they can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which are available right after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. Also, if you have a question that you want to ask the guest for tonight, you call in again or call that number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Well, tonight our special guest is Reverend Deborah Bunch. And she's been with us before, and we've loved her before, and it looks like we love her again a lot more. A lot of people online tonight, so be sure and get your question together, and so you really know when you have the time to talk to her, you know, what you want to ask. Before we go forward with bringing Reverend Deborah in, let's talk about the RBR Network a little bit. Of course, you have my show. It's always Monday at 6:30. It's a Central Standard Time, and it's called the Cosmic Contact Show. Tuesday is the I Am Well Show. That's at 8 p.m., and the Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. The Is a No Show at 7 p.m., and the Laws of Material Wealth is at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. All these are evening shows. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. and the Searchers Roadmap shows at 1 p.m. on Friday. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday also. And Saturday is Soul Town, Sound of Music, and that's at 3 p.m. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. I do know that we have other shows on our network. I just don't know what all of them are. But anyway, please listen in throughout the week. Can always check me out on Mondays because, you know, I always have a great show for everybody and we like to bring people in that are wonderful healers and mediums and intuitives and so they can, you know, answer some questions for you. And I'm sure that we've all got lots of questions now regarding many things. Okay, I want to tell you about our guest tonight. Deborah is Bunch, that's her last name, is a clairvoyant. And she, since childhood, she has been. And she's able to see and hear what is going on with you as she tunes into your guides and your past loved ones that are hanging around you. You will learn what your body is really saying as she reads your aura and your chakras. Reverend Deborah is a Reiki master and healer. She reads your body's blueprint, locating and removing stagnant energy so you can gain better clarity. You will feel lighter in your body after a session with her, because I know I did. And that's why we've asked her to come back on the show again. So let's bring Deborah in. Hi there. Hello. Okay, maybe I lost her. Hello, Deborah.
Maybe.
Hello.
You got me.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello, Deborah?
I'm here.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
I thought I lost you.
No, uh-uh.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, well, you're on the air. How are you this evening? Uh-oh, we seem to have some communication problem here. I'm going to hang up, and when Annie gets on the phone line, we'll just get her in. I still see Deborah is connected.
Okay.
I don't know why. Deborah, do you want to call in? We don't have a good connection.
Well, I can hear you.
Well, I can hear you too, but did you say anything before I can hear you?
I don't know. Let's try this again.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right. I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, good evening. And how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you, Pam?
I'm doing great. Well, I wanted to, I know that we've got a lot of people on the show tonight that would like to talk to you and have questions. Would you like to tell us something, though, about you, Deborah? Maybe something you want to share, you know, about your business and what got you into what you're doing and how you're able to help people with your gift?
Sure. I've been clairvoyant since I was really young. I could hear the phone ring before it actually did ring. Used to drive me nuts. I could feel other people's emotions and pains. A lot of times I thought it was my own. Throughout growing up, I became a third-degree Reiki master in 1985, thinking that would give me some tools and it just opened up more spiritual tools. Then in somewhere down the road, I found a church in Everett called the Church of Divine Man. And I took all of their basic classes, and then in 2007, I took a two-year seminary program. And I learned the seven teachings of Jesus Christ. And with that, I had gotten a lot of healing tools of how to protect myself when I went out into the big stores, and I didn't have to feel everybody's emotions and pain. And so throughout time, I was in psychic fairs for about 4 years, and then I went to the well-being center in Monroe, and I've been working there for about 2 years. So I have ability to when people call, they to be in anywhere. It's kind of I don't know how to explain it, but this one time I was doing psychic fairs, and this lady had asked me, well, can you do a long distance reading? And I said, no, I haven't done that yet. No. And before I knew it, she was in my living room, and I could feel everything on what she was going through. And so then I started reading her. And that's how it's been ever since. People call me all over the place, and I can help them own their power, find out what's going on and what they're holding on in their body. A lot of their time when they're in pain, it might not even be their pain. It's someone else's pain that they brought home with, you know, on that spiritual level. So I'm here tonight hoping that I'll be able to help people own their power and find that they too have a lot of intuition and a lot of people have we're all spiritual beings in a physical body, and so we should have fun tonight.
Well, you know we will. Well, now I know also that you work with the chakras, people's chakras.
Yes.
Do you see the colors that are, or how do you tell if there's blockages there, or what do you do to tune into that part of our body?
I have a diagram that I made up, and you have over 3,000 chakra points in a person's body. A lot of them are acupuncture points. And so I read the 7 main ones, and then I ask the body, your first chakra is food and shelter. And if it's 1,000% open, then there's something in your body that you are holding on to. And then I ask the body, all right, is it in your lower back? What color is that? And I ask the color and I ask the number. If you were a baby and if it was 1,000% open, that's because the child can't speak. But if a person has that high amount in it, your body's going through a lot of flight and fleet modes.
Oh, okay.
And there's no good.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no good or bad number. It's just telling me on what's going on in that person's body.
Well, I know that when you did my reading, it was great, and I love everything that you shared with me. And of course, you do tune into people's angels and talk about them. And so do they just show up while you're scanning the body, or how do you tune in to get that information?
Well, when I'm reading somebody, I always ask how many guides they have, and how many angels they have. Angels come in and go, but when you speak out loud and when you ask for help, you always have help around you. Now, angels can be really tall as buildings, and their wingspan can be way out towns protecting people. So it's really quite interesting to see and to communicate to angels. And to people's guides. A lot of times people don't have guides. And so it's nice to have people hook up to healing guides. We all have them in some degree or not. There's a lot of times when you forget your keys or can't find your purse. Your angels around you are doing that so that you could be safe for that day. You might not think it, I can't find my keys, can't find my purse, I'm getting late for work. But there's other forces around you that are holding that down so that you won't be smudged with bad energy or you won't be involved in a car accident.
See, they're taking care of us and we don't even know it. But I do know sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely felt my angel's presence or knew that it was giving me a message. And I think that we are coming into a time now where we are all becoming very more intuitive, able to tune in. But it's all about listening to what's going on inside us and not, out there, because that's where we get the answers. What do you think? Do you meditate every day? Are you a big meditator?
I am, and I push that meditation. That was so great about going to the Church of Divine Man. I learned that through experience by like, people have this misunderstanding about meditation. You can be in the shower doing a meditation. You can be driving with your eyes open. As soon as you ask for help, and take a deep breath, things come to you a lot more easier. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I call upon my spirit to come into my seventh chakra, into my sixth, and then I ask for, there's a third step prayer, St. Francis prayer, and I like to say that to to have the right words to come into my mouth, and so I can, you know, always don't put foot, you know, foot in mouth before just speaking or something. But that helps me. That helps me clear away the negativity. Helps me to be more focused, and to me, that's a great way to start my day.
And, you know, I was looking at. Go ahead. Now I was just as you were talking, I was looking at my chakra definition that you did for me when we had my reading, and which I hadn't looked at in a while. But I love how it's got the root chakra, which was, I was at 40% there. The sacral chakra was 100%, which is feeling others' emotions. And then my owning my power, that's the third chakra, which I was 100% there. But it goes on up even to 5,000%. So how do you get these numbers, you know, figure these things?
I'm asking your body. I'm normally sitting in front of a person, and a chakra aura reading takes about an hour to do a reading. When I'm over a phone, I have this display in front of me, and so I just tap into the body, and the body, even long distance, is like a book. We are all spiritual beings in a physical body. And as soon as you talk spiritual, the body goes, okay, here I am. So when you own your power, that's in your third chakra, that's in your stomach area, I always call that your second brain, per se. There's a lot of times where you have, let's say, a good angel on one side and a not so good angel on the other side. Some days you might want a donut, and where the other side says, well, you know, your body will not be very good if you eat that donut, you know. And the other side is saying, oh, but I really want that donut. I can taste it and everything. And so, you know, which one are you going to listen to? And so sometimes it's just a matter of feeding the soul that, oh, okay, that felt so good to eat. So that's kind of like owning your power. Or let's say if there's a woman that has been a mom all her life, raised her kids, and that are now going to go out and go to work, you might go up and down trying to own your power. Being a mom, you knew how to do things, and going out into the so-called real world work.
Hello? Uh-oh. Let me get her on.
Karen?
Somehow you got clicked off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm still here.
We are so electric tonight. I hear that.
Isn't that something?
Okay, I don't know what happened, honey. Remember, it's a full moon. We're under it.
Right.
It's the energy.
Right.
But you were telling us about the levels of and how you see people and the colors and things.
Yes, and when you go online and when you ask what the chakras and auras are, those are perfect colors. When I look into a person's body, your aura is always changing. If your body's in pain, it's going to be in one color. If you're super happy, it's going to be in other colors. And so by doing it by each chakra, that is just kind of like fine-tuning on what you're working on. So normally by doing a chakra aura reading, it's normally good for between 2 and 3 months. It takes the body that long to really comprehend on what was all said. And normally when a person leaves, I always give the person spiritual tools so that they can be more in charge of their body and their surroundings.
Well, I think that's great. We need tools. And, you know, a lot of times people read you and then you go, well, where do I go from here? Well, that's excellent. Well, it looks like we've got Annie online again. So I'm going to, in just a minute, we're going to bring in our first person that's calling in tonight that wants to ask you a question. I'm seeing Annie get it set up here. But anyway, you know, the one thing you put on me, you went from the seventh crown chakra up to the eighth, which you said I has a ring above your head, because I asked you about that before, and you said that it was that was 80% or something. No, that was 1,000, that ring above the head. What is the eighth chakra about? I know the seventh is the crown.
When I was in a school, we were told that above the seventh chakra, you have three rings, and those rings are when you do prayer, or when you do a meditation, or when you're asking, you as spirit go up between those rings, and you get your answers. Now there's a lot of us, a lot of people out there are light healers, and they have more rings than three. And so those rings are connected to other universes, and that's where a lot of the higher archangels are. Higher vibrations of music and certain types of math, and when they come down, when you're connected to them, your energy level is at a higher vibration, and so when you're working with somebody else, they are healed just like that, and so with that. A lot of times people don't listen, you know, we're all normal, you know, once you start feeling really good, somebody says, now slow down, do this and do that, but you're saying, oh, I feel so great, and so it's all about knowing that you are never alone, and as soon as you ask for help, ask for guidance, you've got it.
And so developing that divine connection, then that comes through meditation, and I feel like working consciously with the angels and calling them in daily, which I know that I do and I have for some time. I have people ask me all the time, well, I want to talk to my angels, but I don't know who they are. What would you suggest when someone would say that to you? How do they figure out who their angels are?
You know, it doesn't really matter. It's just a matter of communicating, going in faith, knowing that you are being guided. It's like when you're in the car and when somebody else is right next to you, you know, bumper to bumper, and then you bubble up, you surround your car with a golden light, bubble up, and then you look at the rearview mirror and the person has already backed off. And so it's, once again, it's a matter of asking, of knowing spiritual tools, and just trusting that you're protected. Now it doesn't mean that just because someone asks, hey, I need some help down here, if a person's doing some illegal things, that I'm going to be protected. That's not true. You know, there's always common sense. you know.
Uh-huh,
don't jump off
right.
that cliff. Don't egg somebody on, you know. There's lots of common sense there of do's and don't do's, but that asking every time when I get in the car, I go, all right, guys, you know, this is what we have to do, and I need a lot of help today, and I always get it. It's amazing. The rainbows will come outside, and it hasn't even rained that day, so. It's being in touch with everything.
Well, I know when you're connected to your divinity, you feel like you're connected to everything. Because I got you covered.
Exactly. Exactly. You just have a good feeling. It's like getting out of the shower. You just feel really good after taking a shower. In fact, there's a lot of times when my body aches, I'll go in and take a shower, and I'll ask for a lot of healing colors to come through that shower and to wash away the pain or wash away the other people's energy that gets stuck on me, and I feel so much better afterwards.
Me too. I know. Some days are better than others. Well, okay. Well, we've got quite a few people wanting to talk to you, so I think it's time, Deborah. Let's bring in the first person tonight. This is Brian from New York, we think.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, this is it's Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn.
Bryn. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Hi, Bryn.
It's okay. Yeah, how you doing? Hi, Deborah. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Deborah. This is
Bryn.
Hi. I guess my question is I've been going through, it feels like I've been either, I felt like I've cut myself off from, or the cycle I'm in, I've been feeling kind of low lately, you know, just sort of kind of under a cloud a bit, and it's like hard for me to get out from under it, and I just wanted to see what the guides are saying, or if there's any message I need to hear that they've been trying to tell me.
Okay, I have this in front of me, and what I'm hearing is that it looks like your heart chakra, and that's feeling other people's emotions and pain, and it looks like it's between 1,000% to 2,000% open, and what that means is that on that spiritual level, even though that let's say you're inside a home all day long, you have ability to leave your body. And the heart chakra is being a very affinity with other people, feeling other people's emotions and pain and
yeah.
so forth.
Right.
And so it looks like you've been in this circle for between three and 4 months. And so your body looks like it's been going through a healing process. And so let me see. I'm just going to kind of go through these chakras with you. The first chakra is on food and shelter, and
right.
it's 100% open. So yeah. that's telling me that you once again you have ability to feel other people's emotions and feelings. Now there's and you have ability to feel. I'm hearing earth changes, and when
yeah.
and when you're in that realm, it makes the whole body go through a flight and fleet mode.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Your second chakra is also 1,000% open. That's feeling other people's emotions. I don't know if you watch TV or not, but that little looks like a big funnel, TV or the radio. It looks like a big funnel of a negative energy that's coming into your home life. And so how to counteract that is that you can boil up some cinnamon water.
Okay.
Open up your window. Okay. Open up your windows and say a prayer that only good should come here and only good should go from here. And that will help clear out. That will help clear out the negativity.
Cinnamon water.
Cinnamon water. Basic.
Okay.
But it helps. Now
okay,
your fifth chakra is. You're welcome. Your fifth chakra is communicating spirits without bodies, and you do this a lot. You'll be thinking of a person, and that person will give you a call.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, right?
Sure, yep.
So it's a matter of communicating to the body, it's a matter of putting a protection around you. I call it bubble up, or putting a hula hoop around you. And for you, it's about talking to your body. If you're going to go out that day. So you have like three guides around you.
Okay.
And normally guides and angels, they all like to have direction. So you can say, hey, I'd like to have all green lights today. I'm in a hurry, and boom, 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 green lights happen. And so when things like that come to you, always say thank you. They always want to hear a thank you from you.
Sure.
Did that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot. No, it's very good, and I just feel like it kind of throws me for a loop sometimes when I close off. It feels like my energy closes up and it opens up, and then it closes down, and then sometimes I get real down, and it's almost like I can't feel myself, you know.
Exactly. But the reason why you're doing this is because you're very empathic. You're feeling, you're picking up on everybody's emotions and feelings. And right now for months, there's been a lot of different changes going on out there. And so when you get into this phase, do you do any type of meditation?
Well, it's hard for me to meditate because I feel so irritable. I feel like I've lost my life or something.
Okay. Well, meditation, I find that there's a lot of good ones out there.
Right.
But this is the type of technique that I use. I create a grounding cord at the base of my spine.
Right.
And it could be a tree or beam of water or anything. And then I have that energy go up, back up through my feet, kind of like a chair, up through my feet and back down to the earth, makes a circuit.
Okay.
And then I create a rose 6 to 12 inches in front of me. And then I dissolve that rose and create another rose. And what you're doing is that you're clearing your space. And your body is like a sponge, and it has it is absorbing everybody. And so what you're doing is by doing a meditation is that you're clearing your space, and you also ask for your spirit to come into your seventh chakra, into your sixth chakra where your pineal gland is,
right.
And you own your space. You tell, you know, everybody to move out. I'm back as spirit, and I'm taking over. And I tell you, it's amazing, amazing, amazing technique. And because we are spiritual beings in a physical body,
right.
And you can take charge of that.
All right. Well, thank you for your time and all your
help.
Oh,
you're quite welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in, Brian.
Yeah.
We appreciate you calling in. And anyway, that when people are empaths, it's hard. It really is. And you got to learn how to protect yourself from, you know, everybody else's stuff, and it isn't always yours. Well, let's move along. Let's bring in, where is our number two person here? Sorry, looking for.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay, well, let's bring Trish in from New York. Hold on.
Hi,
Trish.
Thank you for taking. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry, I think she dropped off.
No,
okay.
I'm here.
Oh, no. I'm here.
No, the number two lady.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
My question for Deborah is, I was wondering if she could pick up the energy of reconnecting with an ex.
Reconnecting with an ex?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to throw this back into your lap, and that is for you to take charge. Do you do any type of meditation?
I don't know if I'd call it meditation, but I think a lot.
Okay. Well, there's a difference. So I'm going to pass on a wonderful tool that I use every day when I have questions. And so I do a meditation, and I create a grounding cord at the base of my spine. It could be a tree or beam of light. And then I have that energy come back up to my feet chakras. And then your body kind of looks like a chair. That energy is constantly going. And then I create a rose between 6 to 12 inches in front of me. Now, a lot of times when you're first starting out, you might not be able to see that rose, but it's just trusting, just walking in faith. And then so you create a rose and you dissolve it. That's clearing your space. Then you create another rose, and then you create another rose. This rose here is for your ex, or it could be anybody. It could be a new job or new relationship or old relationship. And you look at that rose, and that rose will tell you a lot. That rose will tell you if it's a looking away from you, if it's looking at you. If it's looking at you, that's a good thing. And so what I'm hearing is that there's been a lot of trial and tribulations in this relationship. And it looks like you guys have grown apart, but yet you both people forget about the hard times, and you're only remembering the good times. And so by doing this type of I call it a rose meditation, is that you, and I also call it cheating, because you're actually tapping into that person, and you're actually finding out on what's going on, and it gives you the ability to take ownership and to own your own power. How's that?
Okay. Interesting, that's for sure.
Well, it works. I've used that technique a lot in relationships and in healing people, because we are all spiritual beings, and when you have the ability to do that, then you can really see on what's going on. And so when you create that rose for that person, you look at that rose. Is it wide open? Is it closed tight? You look at the leaves of that rose. Does that rose have bugs on it? If the rose has bugs on it, that means that person is doing drugs, or that person is doing alcohol, or there's other people involved that are influencing that energy. And then you ask to look at the stem of the rose. What does the stem look like? does that stem have any thorns on that rose? So if that stem, if that rose has thorns on that rose, that means that it's going to take you a long time to get close to that person, because that person has his or her hand out way out and is examining you from top to bottom before they allow you to get into their heart.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I will give it a shot. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I love the rose meditation, and I was taught that in the past when I was doing some psychic classes and intuitive development classes. And it is amazing in how the rose, you can start to, when you focus on it, when it comes up, and, you know, if you're bringing in someone that represents it, you can immediately, you know, say, well, yeah, that's in the color. And like you said, we've got buds or thorns or whatever. It's neat. So I hope that be sure and check that out. Okay. Now let's see. Am I probably on caller number? Annie, what caller?
Number four. We're on Lori.
Okay.
Lori from Washington.
I'm sorry. I kind of got lost there. Hi, Lori.
I know everybody's hanging up.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Can I help you, Lori?
Hi. Yes. I was wondering if I could. I was wondering if you were doing any kind of healing, like connections between people. I was wondering about my connection between my son and I. He hasn't been speaking to me for quite a long time. So I was wondering if there was a way to heal that relationship or the connection.
Right. You can always pray. Always pray. Pray that you both both see the light. A lot of times when it's a mother son relationships, sometimes the it looks like your son is in a lot of fear, and fear isn't necessarily from you. It's just that he's in fear, and so it looks like he's been hurt emotionally, and mm-hmm. and so it just takes a lot of time. If you're able to, it starts off with you. If you're able to heal yourself, and shine bright inside, then your son can start seeing the difference. It looks like he himself is going through a huge healing process. It looks like he's been going through a healing process in the last six months to a year. So he's trying mm-hmm. to find his own foundation of being a young man, and what you know, just for young men to be men per se, it looks like he has a lot of influences, and so he's just trying to find his own foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So if you find I find in situations like this, it's about prayer, and it's about asking for his angels and your angels to help you, give you strength, and help give you guidance.
Hmm.
Now, if you have any magnets, do you have magnets? If you have a picture, okay, if you have a picture of him, I don't know if you're religious or not, but I find that a lot of times this helps. If you have a picture of him, and a cross, so you put the cross underneath the picture, and then you get some magnets, and then you put the magnets on top of the picture, and and you just sent him, you asked for his angels, his guides to be more present. And mm-hmm. it's just amazing how that helps out.
I have a big, giant, huge round magnet. I'll do that.
Yes, because see, we're all spiritual beings in a physical body, and a lot of times when you're in fear or worried about that person, sometimes that energy goes to them. But if you ask for their angels, because we all have them, to help and guide that person, to send that person compassion and love. Then a lot of it takes time. It doesn't happen, unfortunately, it doesn't happen overnight. But if you once again walk in faith and ask for the right words to when you do have a chance to talk to them, vice versa, ask for the right words to come through. The right there's a lot of things you can put out there and say, hey, if you're going to talk to me, only talk to me in respect. So it looks like it's just a big healing process that you both are going through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. It is hard when you want to be able to connect to your children. Okay, everyone. Now, if you want to call Deborah after the show and have a private reading with her, you can call her at 425-737-6833, or you can go to her email address, which is enlightenment.rev.deborahbunch@gmail.com. Is that correct, Deborah?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, well, good. And we can go back to our website and get her information that way, too. Okay,
good.
Well, so now let's go to Donna in California. She's our next caller. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Thanks for taking
What's
my
question?
Call. My question is, I would like to attract romance and a husband. And I wanted to know what you're picking up on the energy.
Oh, that's all, huh? Just a husband
yeah.
and romance, huh? Well, what I'm seeing is that you are full of a high vibration, and it looks like have you ever heard of a dream board?
You cut things out of a magazine and then you put it on the board.
Exactly. 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 And so you do that, and you get a piece of paper and pen, and you write down verbatim on what you want out of this man, the looks, everything.
Okay.
What the person does, what you want out of the man. Do you want him to treat you like a lady? Do you want him to treat you with respect? All of the things that you like to do. So you write all of this stuff down on a piece of paper. And so first you go through the magazines and you find the, sometimes looks isn't everything. It's what's
right.
inside the person. It's what's inside the person that really counts,
Yeah.
And so you go through a lot of magazines, rip, and find the right words, paste it up there, and put it in the room where you're in there the most.
Okay.
And then you get your pen and paper, bright colored ink, and you start saying positive words like I only attract the highest and the purest. I want only the best in my life. And what happens is that you have, let's see, you have 20 guides around you. So you can kind of tune them down to maybe a few guides, and then you
okay.
can send them out. Say, hey, you know, this is what I'm looking for. It's kind of like finding a job. You're searching for a job, but right now you're searching for a man in your life, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's really about being specific on what you want. Do you want a bald-headed person? Do you want a man with hair? So as soon as you put it on paper, your angels and guides are looking down and seeing what you want. So at nighttime in dreams, when you're dreaming, you might have a whole bunch of people come into your space. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
My phone's beeping. Okay. And so it's more or less all on your part of who you want to create. And when you write that stuff down on a piece of paper, read it out loud. And be real specific, because there's a lot of times you'll write stuff down and you'll attract that person, and then you'll go, "Oh shoot, I forgot." I forgot this one thing. So be honest with yourself on who you really want to attract.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll make the vision board and I'll write it down. Super.
All right.
All right. That sounds
good.
Great.
Thank
I
you.
I hope you're listening in.
You're welcome.
If they're looking
thank you
for someone,
you're
they'll
welcome.
Be setting up a, but you know you can do those vision boards for everything. That's what's so wonderful about them, and they
exactly.
do work.
Exactly. Right,
okay.
right.
All right, again, we're going to bring Jenna in from Illinois. Oops, wait a minute. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What's your question
good.
For the evening?
I just have been struggling a lot in my relationships, and I was just curious to know, I guess, just get some insight into that.
Okay. Well, it looks like I have a chart in front of me, and it's all on your chakras. You have over, you have over 3,000 chakra points. I look at your seven main ones. And it looks like in your fifth chakra, that's communication.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's 30% open. And so when you're in a relationship and it's 30% open, you a lot of times when you want to say something, you keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do this, it's a matter, you're thinking, oh, if I say this, I'll be hurting that person's feelings. I don't want to hurt that person's feelings. But what you're actually doing is that you are stifling your communication to that person. And that person doesn't, you know how men say, well, I can't read your mind, but women say, but I can read yours, you know, I can read your body language. Why can't you, you know, why don't you know what I want or what I'm feeling and stuff. And so it's like, we come from a different planet and so do men. So in your fifth chakra, like I said, it's open to 30%. It can be open more so. And what's going on is that when you were younger, you came in with a bright light full of so-called piss and vinegar, and so you're looking for the word is you're looking for approval from a man, and so you. look like? Let me look at these chakras. So it looks like your first chakra, it's on food and shelter. It looks like it's okay. It's 30% open. So you've got food and car and transportation. Your second chakra is feeling other people's emotions, and that's 1,000% open. And so what that tells me is that you have many gifts of feeling other people's emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to your partner, your partner looks like he has a box around him. It looks like he has a cardboard box, and so he's not. It looks like he has a hard time hearing on what you actually have to say, and since your third chakra is closed down, fear of saying what you really want to say, then it's about working on you, healing your past emotions. And I can really feel you in my heart chakra, and so when I look at your heart chakra, that's open between 1,000 and 2,000% open, and so you are a very, very gifted person. You have the ability to pick up on other people's emotions and pain. And so if you do this, do you do any meditation?
Recently I tried, or I started doing some meditation on the weekends, but not as often, not very often.
Okay. Well, I do a meditation throughout the day. And you can do it with your eyes open. what a concept. And all it is, it's a matter of being grounded. You create a grounding cord at the base of your spine. It could be a tree. It could be a beam of light. And you have that earth energy come back up through your feet chakras. And it kind of looks like a chair, a circuit. And this makes your whole body be grounded. And when you're grounded, you are present in your body. Now, it looks like you have a hard time being in your body because you have come from a higher source. You are a bright, I would call you like a star child, an indigo person, because your energy is pretty high. But you've come into this body to learn how to heal yourself and how to own your power. And when you own your power and shine bright, then other people, some people will just kind of dissipate, and other people will like to be in your space because you're shining bright, you're owning your power. How's that?
Yeah, no, that all makes sense. I just, like, the fear part for me definitely sticks out because I feel like my energy is scattered all the time, and I think that's the hardest thing. Like, I struggle with, like, trusting myself and others and, like, making the right decision, and I just feel like I'm just constantly, like, going a million miles an hour and, like, not getting it
right. Right. But let me tell you this. Is that when you find this technique that I'm telling you about, it allows you, your spirit, to come into your body, and it looks like your spirit. I mean, our bodies are like diamonds. We can be in multiple places, healing other people, protecting other people, and then when we come back into our body, we feel like, oh my God, where have I been? And so it's about reconnecting your spirit with your body. And when you create a grounding cord, this allows you to be able to feel things, to feel others' energy that's stuck in your house. You can clear that energy out. say, you know, hey, I'm ready to go to bed, you know, close down your seventh chakra above your head. It's 5,000% open. And that tells me that you are not in your body. You're out traveling around, which is okay to do that, is to help people and so forth. But you've got a physical body here, and you need to take care of that body. You need to listen to the body. The body might say, "Oh, I'm tired, or I need to eat something." And your mind is racing so much that you're not taking care of yourself.
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
it. All right. Thank you, Gina, for calling in.
Good luck.
Well, we've run out of time, but we still have so many online. We're going to bring in one more caller to end the show, and so be sure and have your one question that you want to ask. And I'm going to bring in Jay from Canada. Hi, Jay.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hi there.
Yes. My question is that, I don't know, just I've been working on myself for about 13 years and just getting myself there, you know, looking for the relationship and things like that. And I think I found this lady, but this lady is not responding to, you know, to my phone calls or emails, and just something weird about this situation. Something going on here. I just don't know what it is.
Okay, so do you do any type of meditation?
Yes.
Teach you this meditation that I use for long distance healings. And anytime I have a question, I create a rose. So you do a grounding meditation, and you create a rose for yourself, and you dissolve that rose. And then you create another rose, and each time you dissolve it, you are clearing your space. So you get to a point where you create a rose for yourself, and then call upon the person's name and ask that person in spirit if you can do a healing on her. Sometimes you'll hear, "Oh yeah, maybe." So as soon as you hear, "Oh yeah, maybe," then you can, it's like you're summoning that person's spirit into that rose. And then you can see everything on that rose. If that rose is looking at you, if that rose petals are really tight, what is on the rose, the stem of the rose, if it has any thorns on it, what color is that rose, and what does that color mean for that person? So when you yourself take charge of who you are a spiritual being in a physical body. And when you create a rose for yourself, and then dissolve it, and then create another one, and then plus the person who you're looking at, you could tell everything about what's going on in that person. And it looks like sometimes, so have you, I call this the magic list. Have you taken a piece of paper and pen and write down everything that you wanted out of a woman, all of the aspects and all of the traits and everything? It's kind of like a dream wish, you know? This
yeah,
is what
right,
I want out
back.
Of a person.
Yeah, a while
right?
back I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I'm just going to kind of scan your body for a second. And so it looks like you're owning your power, being a man in the body. It's between 60% and 80%, which is good. That's a good number for a guy. In your heart chakra, that's infinity, feeling and other people's emotions and pain. Yours is kind of like split. that it's, it looks like a yin yang symbol. And so let me see. And your fifth chakra is communicating spirits without bodies, and it's on communication, and it's at 60% open. So it looks like it looks like you'll need to do like a guided meditation, and ask. It's really complex. Ask for the right words to say to a person. Find the things that the person is interested in. Get to know that person, and bring up the subjects that person is interested in. And then and then when you do that, the other person will go, oh wow, he sounds intriguing, you know, maybe we have things in common. Does that help you out?
Yes. Hello? It does. Yes, no. Because it's like, just because right now I'm really just like wondering where I am with a lot of things. And this one is actually really interesting because it just, did I do enough work in the 13 years I've been doing work to invite another person to my life, right? So, yeah.
Right. Because in your heart chakra, there's a yin yang symbol there. And so it's all about for you. It's all about balance. How much are you willing to give to the other person? How much are you willing to go to any length? And it's about it's mainly about communication. Finding making maybe you have to update your list of what you really want out of a companionship.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, that was all these people with affairs of the heart tonight. It always seems like that, isn't it? I want to remind everyone to get in touch with Deborah. You can reach her at 425-737-6833 or go to her email, which is enlightenment.rev.deborahbunch@gmail.com. Okay, Deborah, honey, we're closing for the evening. Now, I know you've been talking a lot. Do you have any words of wisdom that you want to impart on everyone before you reclose tonight?
Yes, I wish that everybody believe in yourself, shine bright, find a meditation that works for you. You can get up in the morning and talk to your body, say you're going to have a great day, and always look at the bright side of things. I just wish everybody lots of light and love and good things to come.
And I do too. Thank you so much for being on tonight, and you helped so many people. It's so good to have you back. And I want everyone to listen in next Monday. We've got Tracy Williams. She is an amazing intuitive, so be sure and check out the show again. And Annie, would you like to say anything in closing? Do I have Annie here? Yeah. Hey, Annie.
Yes. Well, what a great show, Deborah. I slid in, but you did have so many callers that wanted to talk to you tonight, honey. So I look forward to us having you on the show again soon. And
all right. Thank you.
You're just always right on. I love everything you share.
Oh.
So send some good me-we my way.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, everyone. Have a great week. And we will and enjoy the full moon tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
All right. But thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.